So I have to say I'm off to Upton Park. I'll probably leave in a little over an hour to see West Ham v Arsenal. Big game this for Arsenal, especially with Liverpool United earlier in the day. I mean, if that one's a draw, I mean, we've really got, I mean, well, our couple of losses at the beginning of the season have been completely negated. I'll be right back in there at the top of the table, which can only be a good thing. Moore takes out from West Ham, which I suppose is interesting on the one hand for Arsenal fans. I mean, I could be wrong here, I may not be remembering correctly, but I think he is the ex-player who has stayed in the Premiership for the longest without ever scoring against us. There's a little interesting stat out there for you, if you like that sort of thing. We've had actually quite a good record at West Ham recent years. I mean, we've lost 1 in 7 of our last, well, 7 visits at Upton Park. And of course, that was one I managed to go to. Terrific. But, I mean, last couple of years, we won 1-0 and 2-0. I think that's the crucial thing. It's a tricky little game to go to. We're never going to hammer them there, but get the first goal and try and keep it tight and just make sure we don't cook up like with this game to Altamira midweek. It promises, in essence, to be a fascinating game because we've sort of struggled in London derbies in recent years. Farmer beat Chelsea last year, and to beat Spurs. I mean, West Ham did become our bogey team for a couple of years. Really recently we've got over that. I mean, under Pardew, we never beat them. And they're a team under pressure. And teams under pressure tend to get results against us, shamefully. Look at Spurs last year. Wouldn't surprise me if Liverpool got a result today against United. I think we do have to be wary. I mean, look, okay, they're in the bottom half, and we'll still get told if we beat them that we're flat track with these, because if you look at the table, we lost to United and City, who are in the top half, and everyone else who we've beaten is in the bottom half. But I'll take the win. I really wouldn't complain. I suppose the team will be something like Mignolet. I mean, it's so hard to say. I mean, do I think Mignolet should continue in goal? No, I think Almunia's a better goalkeeper, but if I'm actually trying to predict the team that Wenger will pick rather than the team I think will play, I think it'll be Mignolet in goal, a back four of Clichy, Vermaelen, Gallas and Sanya, a midfield three of Cesc, Song and Diaby, and then Van Persie, Eduardo, and hard to say the third person will be. Could be Arshavin, hard to say. I'm intrigued by this match today. I mean, some people are saying, well, that West Ham at the bottom of the table, Arsenal in good form, there should be an easy walkover. But we need to see how well we react to, like, a bad result. I mean, we got a terrible result, but not a best, but not a win in midweek. We need to see how we can react to that. And I think this could be a really good, engrossing game of football today. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll try and do some updates to the match, although I think it'll be quite loud at Upton Park.